Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chof, and we're starting Siman Yud Aleph. So the Chayyadim covers a large amount in Siman Yud Aleph. The first part still deals with the Melach of Bishul. Then he starts moving into the Gzeiros Derabanan. Gzeiros Derabanan, the Chazal asked for something which looks like Bishul, or something which a person might come to stir the coals, to facilitate the Bishul, and some of the halachos of Shehiyah and Chazara. Shehiyah is leaving foodstuffs from before Shabbos going into Shabbos, and Chazara is taking foodstuffs off of the fire on Shabbos and returning it back to the fire. So that's called Chazara. So Chayyadim will talk about all of these things in this siman. We did touch on Shehiyah and Chazara before. Chayyadim is going to go focus on a few details of Shehiyah and Chazara which were not really probed earlier. So the first part, the Chayyadim talks about the case where a person has a fruit which is raw, and he cooks the fruit and thereby changes the flavor, but it's edible raw. An example would be an apple. An apple is edible raw, but when you bake an apple, it's a different flavor. So is there going to be a problem of baking the apple on Shabbos? Coming off of the discussion of Bishul after Tzli, or Tzli after Bishul, so this is like Bishul after Tzli. Tzli got it to the point that it's fully edible, and now you're doing a Bishul, and since Bishul imparts a different flavor, etc., than Tzli did, that's considered enough to say the person is going to be Osir Chayiv. There's Bishul after Afiyah, so similarly we should say there's Bishul from a raw foodstuff which is edible. Bishul, a raw foodstuff which is inedible, that's Bishul, and that's the classic case of Bishul. A person has a piece of raw meat and they cook it. Here is something which is edible as is, but by heating it up and baking it, cooking it, one can change the flavor. So based on what the Chayyadim said, we are concerned about Bishul after Tzli, Tzli after Bishul. So similarly, we are concerned with taking raw fruit and heating it up to the point that it cooks on Shabbos. Let's see this first part of the Chayyadim inside. The Rav Shek Sav, no yesh behem mishum bishul, achar bishul. Based on this idea that we've said that there's a concept, there's certain things where the rules of bishul, achar bishul apply to, v'kol shkein b'dvorim chayim kiperis umayim. So, for sure, a person is taking something which is usable as is, the raw fruit, which is edible, and cooks it. So, it's akin to bishul achar bishul, that you're taking something which is already edible and then adding another level of bishul to it. So is that significant? Well, he's saying if we're concerned with bishul achar bishul, kol v'shkein, we should be concerned about this case where the person is actually changing it. So he gives two examples. One example is fruit. We're talking about edible fruits. So an edible fruit, arguably, when you're baking, you're not doing anything of significance, or cooking, you're not doing something of significance. And if you're saying that that's not true, that is a problem. He also mentions water. He's talking about the first time heating the water, first time heating the fruit. If you're reheating it, that the concept of bishul achar bishul, or ein bishul achar bishul, would apply, theoretically. But if it's something which is raw, it has not been cooked at all yet, even though it's edible as is, one is going to have a problem of bishul to heat it up to cook it. And that's true by water as well. Water, which has not been cooked, is usable. So maybe I should mistakenly think that therefore a person would take water, heat it up, a person is not going to be chayav for bishul. And he says that's incorrect. Even so, now the question is that what the Chayyim is then going to move into is, where would you be placing these items that we're saying it's usher to place them? Maybe they should be usher because of all of the rules of Chazal, of Chazorah. Till now we've been talking about something which has been cooked, so it's on the fire from before Shabbos, and potentially the person can meet the rules of Chazorah. Chazorah is, if a person took it off on Shabbos, it's allowed to put it back on Shabbos. But by definition, the case of the raw fruit, it was never on the fire, that's why it's still raw. So it's never a scenario of chazor, of returning it back to the fire. It's a question of putting it there, the chazkiel on Shabbos, and we'll clarify that point, Bez Hashem, in the next year, and see what the chayyim has to say about it.